California to spend $95 million to help illegal immigrants affected by storms. Winter storms that deluged California this year flooded crops and homes along small agricultural and beach communities, leaving thousands of illegal immigrants working as field and service workers without shelter or jobs as summer approaches. Most of them can't qualify for federal unemployment assistance, even though they pay payroll taxes. And while charitable organizations were able to fill a small gap, a new state program is expected to provide aid to many such workers and small business owners who are still without work or a place to live. "It's been horrible," Susan True, CEO of the Community Foundation Santa Cruz County, a nonprofit charity, told the Epoch Times. "I feel like the storms are gone and people forgot that some people are not okay yet." Governor Gavin Newsom's administration announced this month a plan to spend $95 million to help the immigrants affected. The California Department of Social Services will provide the funds to several regional nonprofit organizations to dispense. Qualifying adults will receive $1,500, and children under 18 will receive $500, with a maximum of $4,500 per household. In Santa Cruz County, in Central California, the storms especially impacted seniors living in low-income housing, people living in the mountains, and many fieldworkers who are illegal immigrants, True said. The storms, which began in December and lasted through April, created massive floods in the agricultural fields. Although that time of year is usually slow for agricultural work, many workers were not able to plant berries, lettuce, and kale, for instance, she said. Very quickly, undocumented workers felt the sting of lost wages, True added. Then, about 2,000 residents on the border of Santa Cruz and Monterey counties in Pajaro, California, were evacuated just before a levee broke in March, leaving most homes and businesses in the town under several feet of water. About 500 homes were lost, leaving thousands of migrants without a safety net, according to True. "Philanthropy stepped in and really filled the time gap, but it's so small compared to what's needed," True said. Although summer has nearly arrived in the Golden State, many families and workers are still without work or places to live. The state's help came somewhat late, according to one local official. Monterey County Supervisor Luis Alejo pleaded for the governor on Twitter on May 4 to follow through on a promise to assist Pajaro flood victims who are illegal immigrants and don't qualify for federal emergency aid. "California must do better for its flood victims, especially in disadvantaged communities," Alejo wrote. "We must deploy disaster assistance more expeditiously than this. The funding will be available in most counties this month, according to the Department of Social Services. The program will remain available through May 31, 2024, or until all funds are spent. The one-time assistance will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. The state is working with several local nonprofits, including several Catholic Charities organizations, in affected counties throughout California to provide applications and assistance in applying. Applicants will be interviewed in person by the nonprofits and, if approved, will be given a preloaded debit card or check."